All right, legends. Looks like we are live in the Facebook group, which is great. So this is my first time streaming from Zoom into the Facebook group. So apologies if there was a big long gap at the start there, but now we have it up and running, which is great. So from here, what we're going to be talking about today is the two simple ad templates that we use at the agency. And then you can use them as well to help you get more leads and generate more leads. So if there's ever been a time where you're like, hey, I don't know what to write in my ad, or maybe I've had an ad, it's been going good, and then it stopped performing, and now I need to write another one, and I'm kind of stuck on what to do. Well, here's some frameworks and some templates that you can swipe, deploy into your own business the next time you run a Facebook ad for your gym, be able to get you more leads, because this is how you can get leads consistently by having these templates and frameworks to work with. Then you just plug in the particulars about your gym, about your service, about your thing that you are offering. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm actually going to share screen. And before we even go into that, if you are watching this live in the Facebook group, then comment hashtag live or replay. Let us know you're watching the replay as well. Got to get that engagement up, people, right? And then also, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you're not yet in the Facebook group, this is where we share up-to-date resources, other templates, other checklists, just much like what we're doing right now, where you can actually get the downloads. It's all in the Facebook group and it's all free, and it's called Double Your Gym Growth Hacks. Just go ahead, search that into the Facebook search function, look for groups, and we'll be right in there. So let me go ahead and I'm going to share screen and I'm going to show you what some of these templates are, and I'm going to talk them through as well. So if you're listening to the audio, you'll be able to see what it's all about as well. You'll be able to hear what it's all about as well. So let me bring this up and let me go through it now. So here we go. We've got the two simple Facebook ad templates, and framework number one here is more of like a longer form type of ad, right? So this is more of like a longer form campaign, not campaign, but ad copy, right? And so it starts off with headline, the problem, present the solution, you got your bullets, and then you got a call to action right there. And so that's the framework if you were to write it from top to bottom. You would first of all write a headline, and let me give you the example here. This example is, I've got in brackets area. So let's just say, for example, your Gold Coast, like where I live, Gold Coast. And then next to it, 6-week challenge. I know, really groundbreaking, but it's very super obvious of who it's for and what it's all about. Okay. So it's for people that are in the Gold Coast that want a 6-week challenge, right? Then the next part. So that's headline done. Next part is problem. So problem is ready to get back out there and start working on your body, mind, and overall wellness. Or sick of feeling like just a number at other traditional gyms. So those are some like problems that we're sort of presenting to them. So that's part two, already done at the template. When we pose those problems as questions, as you can see in this example here, they don't have to be questions, but that's the way we've done it in this example here. Then we transition from the problem to present the solution with, then this is for you. Like pretty straightforward, right? We want to make it super obvious. So then we start presenting the solution. And then we say something like this. This is exclusively for ladies in the area. So in my example, Gold Coast area, that want to bring in the new year with a bang. So this was something that we did for a client in the new year, obviously. Then we follow that up with saying all fitness levels from beginners to advanced are welcome. So that's what we would say where we start to present the solution. Cool. So we're starting to present the solution. This is exclusively for ladies in this area, blah, 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 right? Then this is where the meat of a lot of the stuff that will come out, where it's like the features and the benefits come out in the bullets. At least in this example, bullet points can be done in multiple different ways, but I really lean my favoritism towards feature benefit sort of style. So like this. You want to talk about in the bullets, you just really want to outline what is it that they get. Like, here's what you get. Here's what it's all about. So it's about the training. It's about what happens in the sessions, something about the coaches with accountability, maybe about your community, nutrition, any recovery stuff. You outline it in here, right? So training will be, this is some of the bullet points we've got here. You'll be training with me at my studio with dozens of training sessions per week. Sessions will be designed to increase the metabolism and even burn fat for days after the workout. So see that there? That's the feature and the benefit, talking about the sessions and what they get, what's the whole purpose and benefit of those sessions. You'll have our, this is the next bullet point. You'll have our coaches to hold you accountable and support you through the process. So that's it. So coaches is the feature, and then hold you accountable through the process is the benefit, right? Let's not forget about the food. Let's not forget about the food you'll love. This part is awesome because you get to eat. I'll have to fix up that grammar there, but I did some editing before coming on here, but you'll get the idea. This part's awesome because you get to eat the food you love with easy to follow meal guides and hundreds of recipes to choose from. Now, you want to make sure whatever you say here is truthful. If you don't have hundreds of recipes and you only have 21, when you say, and 21 recipes to choose from, okay, make it real. Then lastly, it's a six-week program designed for everyday gals who want to change their unhealthy habits and start 2022 with a bang, right? And those bullet points, you don't have to say those exact things, but you just want to, as I said, outline the things that you do. If you don't do nutrition, well, don't talk about it. If you don't, if you don't want to talk about like burning fat, don't talk about it, right? Like it's just whatever you do in your gym. If you're yoga, Pilates, if you're CrossFit, if you're martial arts, whatever it is, or if you're just a, anything else, right? You want to make sure it's all in here. So talk about your gym, how you like to talk about it. Okay. So that's the bullet points. And that's where I usually put a lot of my focus on the bullet points, the headline to make it obvious. And then the bullet points really stand out. That's usually my two things that I focus on the most. Little hint there. It's all important, but they're the ones I like to focus on. Then lastly, CTA means call to action. Once we go through all of this stuff, you got to tell people where to go and what to do. You want to tell them the action you want them to take, because you don't want to just read it and go, "Ooh, that was sweet," and then just go about their day. You want to make sure that these people are actually taking the next step of whatever it is that you feel like you want them to take. And so in this example, we want them to register their interest so we can follow them up via phone and lead nurturing, sequences and so on. So spots are limited. An offer is available to the first 16 ladies only. So that's adding a bit of scarcity. So maybe I should add that to the template actually after bullet points, add scarcity/urgency. So scarcity and urgency are two different things. They're not the same thing. Scarcity. Spelling is not an exact science. Scarcity and urgency, right? Scarcity means number of places, right? And urgency is by time, really, like to get involved with it. So there's a C missing, scarcity and urgency. So that's why I like to put in here how many spots you have available and make this truthful. So if you're like, "Oh, but Jimmy, I can take on like 100 new clients." Well, then you want to say like how many, you kind of then pop in here, how many people you can take at one time. So in this example, they could take 16 people in a group and that's it, right? So spots are limited. Offer is only available for first 16 ladies only. So, and now we transition. That's the scarcity part. Then we're transitioning into call to action. So if you want to get in on the six-week challenge, click the learn more button to register your interest for one of the 16 spots, right? So that's it. That's how we break through. To recap, you got the headline, you got the problem, you got the start to present the solution, you got bullets, scarcity and urgency, and then call to action. That's a pretty good framework. You can run that till the cows come home for all different types of offers, all different types of things. So you can plug in 7-day free trial. You can plug in an intro offer in here. You can plug in a 12-week challenge. You can plug in a first month free offer. All of the offers will work within that framework. So that's framework number one. And if you're listening in on the video on Facebook here, drop a comment below and let me know your takeaways from that. It'd be really cool to see like what you've got from that. And if there's anything that stood out or if there's anything that you would do differently, it'd be cool to hear what you do as well. But this is a framework that served us really well in the agency for a very long time, right? Now we've got a framework number two. Is very short, sharp and sweet. And this is something that I can't say that I got this. I made this up. This is actually from a guy, Frank Kern, that he uses his stuff. And if you don't know him, he's like one of the godfathers and OGs of internet marketing, been around since 1999, selling stuff online. And so his thing, he's got this, what's called a dog whistle copy, which is like directly straight to the point, of like, you know, when you blow a dog whistle and only dogs can hear it. Well, this is kind of like really obvious to the person. So it's so obvious and it's one sentence. So it could be like this. If you want insert result without shitty thing, then read this, right? So in the example, if you want to get lean, fit, and strong without giving up wine on the weekends, read this. Cool. So that's really just going to get straight to the point. Boom, as I mean, like the dog whistle. Now, I'll give another example here. Maybe it could be like this. If you're a mom, because, right, mom that wants to trim the waistline, right? I'm just making this up as we go. If you're a mom that wants to trim the waistline without the mum guilt, read this. Look, I don't know. I just made that up on the spot. But you see how that you can plug it in. So that's like if you're a mum, right? That's really direct to the point. Now let me go another one. If you're maybe you do a corporate stuff. If you're working in corporate, right? Working in corporate and want a fast and easy workout. I can't even spell corporate. There it goes. Not an exact science while you're on Zoom and on live. So if you're working in corporate and want a fast and easy workout without sacrificing your lunch break, right? Your lunch break. Read this, okay? You get the idea. You can plug it in. So I just will break twice. So you guys get the idea now. That is the dog whistle framework. If you are, I'll go like this, insert whatever, and want insert result without shitty thing, read this. That's the framework there. Then framework number one, which we've already covered, which is what we would say our longer form with headline, problem, present solution, bullets, scarcity, urgency. And then number six is call to action. Tell them what you want to do. Click the button, register here, and so on. And then dog whistle, which we covered, is if you are, insert a thing that they are, a mum, a whatever, a right, and want insert result without shitty thing, read this. So that is all that we have for today. And I hope you go forth and use those ad frameworks with your next ad campaigns so that you can then swipe and deploy the frameworks, but then plug in the specifics of your gym, of your service offering, of your type of demographic that you want to talk to, use your language that you want to put in there. But the frameworks are the things that make things easier for you so you don't have to do all the thinking. You can just plug in and play and then literally launch those ads. And then you'll be able to get leads consistently because now you know the frameworks. Once you know the frameworks, you understand deeper in terms of like how you can tweak things moving forward. So hopefully those were beneficial to you. And I hope you enjoyed those templates as much as I did making them for you. And if you do have any questions about any of that, get into the Facebook group, which is Double Your Gym Growth Hacks. Go and find that on Facebook, add yourself. You can get a whole bunch of extra free resources, including if you jump in the group and message us, you can get the actual copy of that document I just went through live just then. So you can have the framework, you can have the templates and the examples. We'll send that document to you. If you're already in the group and you want it, just message us. Hey, we'll more than happy to give you the copy of that as well. Until next time, legends, this is Jimmy. Peace. See you all on the next one.